Hello everyone, my name is Jessica and I'm here today to talk about gender bias, specifically in college majors. As a female student in the pre-nursing program here at UNC Charlotte, I have an understanding of what it means to be a student in a gender bias major. I've never been in a classroom with such a prevalent gap between the number of males and females, and it honestly shocked me. This is why I wanted to research the effects this gap can have on the minority gendered students. There are three main reasons why I believe that gender bias can lead students away from a particular major based on what gender they identify as. The first reason is that gender bias has been linked to an unfair grading scale of the minority gender from the professor's implicit bias. The second reason is the fact that these majors also risk a lack of diversified ideas and experiences that could help students collaborate, communicate, and learn from each other. Lastly, the minority gender may face discrimination and harassment from their peers and/or professors, whether it be implicitly or explicitly. All of these components can have an impact on what major a student of a particular gender may decide to pursue. Here at UNCC, the campus is very diverse, with 54% male and 46% female. But when you look at the actual majors, it's a different case. In the William E. Lee School of Engineering, there was only one female student for every 10 male students. The pre-nursing major has the same problem, but with a lack of men compared to women. As part of my research, I interviewed two students here at UNCC to get a first-hand account of how gender bias has personally affected students in a gender-biased classroom. Hey, Kobe. Thank you for coming and talking to me today. Can you first tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm a criminal justice student, and yeah, I just failed bio and anthro.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. So I know you told me earlier that you're originally thinking about being a nursing student. What happened to that?
Well, I thought it'd be cool to be a male nurse because I was thinking like my half sleeve could come out my scrub, and you don't really see a lot of male nurses in the workload. It was crazy, and in the pressure.
I'm sorry, we had to take a momentary pause. Let's get back to the interview, Kobe. So what were you saying about why you're not a male nurse anymore?
It's because the workload was crazy and the pressure, like, on male students become a nurse because there ain't many of them. It's just a little outrageous, to be honest.
Well, sadly, you're right. What you were nervous about encountering is called gender bias. And according to Nurse Education Today, male students receive the same average score as females on their exam only when the grader couldn't see their name, but lower than the female students when the grader could see their name. How does that make you feel?
You know, I'm really ain't surprised. You know, that don't faze me, but, you know, I'm cool with becoming a worker in the FBI. That's straight with me.
Well, I'm glad that you found a major that suits you. I wish that gender bias didn't have to influence your decision, but thank you for coming to talk to me. That was an interesting interview from a male student who experienced gender bias from a traditionally female major. Grading gaps are one of the biggest downfalls of gender bias. A study at the Harvard School of Business showed that fewer women were achieving the Baker Award for being in the top 5% of their class because of an unequal grading scale of discussions, a key part of any business class. Kobe's mention of how he felt he had to make better grades because he was male is exactly how those females at Harvard felt they had to do too. My next interview was with student Kelly Bias. She's an architecture major here at UNCC. Kelly said that while the major doesn't have a huge gender gap, she still perceives gender bias. She said that there are more male professors than female, which affects the way she sees herself establishing an architecture career in the future. When I asked Kelly if gender bias would ever make her switch majors, she strongly replied with, "Not really. There are plenty of girls in there that we can unite in solidarity over the fact that women practicing architecture are so few. We know it's up to our generation to change that." She also stated that it makes them want to work even harder to eliminate the gap and provokes a girl power attitude. Kelly's interview reminded me of a campus media artifact I found on a female engineering student here at UNC Charlotte. The student also said that she feels she brings new ideas and diversity to the men in her major. Overall, Kelly Bias said it perfectly. We have to unite in order to evoke any change. I believe it is so important for all students to fight the cycle of underrepresentation in majors and careers. One major at a time, we can lead to a more diverse and inclusive world. Thank you, and I hope you have an empowering day.